Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today. Also welcome all of you who aren't visitors, but they're here. Welcome to you all, and especially we're welcome Adelina. Adelina's going to be baptized during Mass today. And I think she's the cutest one of all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Just be quiet for a little bit and pray by ourselves and open our hearts and love to God. Amen. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You may be all seated now for the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him we were also chosen, destined to, in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to teach them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons. They anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated now. The words which are used in the scriptures are often pretty hard to understand. They just use different kinds of languages than we do today. We say, well, what does that mean? We talk sometimes about, be sure you live in the house of the Lord. What do you mean? They got a cottage somewhere? Obviously, that's not what it is. Also, they talk about, boy, you better watch out for the devil. And I wonder if maybe that means being human is the problem. Because being human, we have some things pulling us to love. We have other things strong inside of us, which are pulling us to do things and hurt people. And when you may put that together. What is the house of the Lord? The house of the Lord is the infinite love of God that surrounds us all the time. I've said this about 40 times already. That's about half of them. That is, we're in the house of the Lord. That love is around us, that love is in us, and always on our side. That is the house of the Lord. I think it's a pretty good house to live in, isn't it? You see, this love understands. A lot of times you don't want to stay in the house. I'm going to have some real fun. Well, it's not very good, but I'm going to do it anyway. But that love that God is, says, come. Come back. I know it's fun, but it's not going to help you. It's going to hurt other people. Come back to my house, where what you're being and taking inside of yourself is all of the love that I am. And that house is right here. It's all over the world. Because if it weren't there, there'd be no world. It is this love which makes everything be. The Big Bang is just the beginning, that's all. You say, how about before the Big Bang? There was no before. It was just God. Infinite love. Not a being. Not a great big powerful something like that. No. That infinite love. And at some point, how or when or why, or I have no idea, that infinite love, which all the existence is before the Big Bang, of course there was no before, but I got no other words to use. What is there then? This infinite love says, I want people. I want to share who and what I am with created people. The way I'm going to do this is, I'm going to let go of some of the power and love and existence that I am into a creature. And that's the Big Bang. So see now, The whole world is in God's house, because we've all come from that. And we'll never truly be happy until we continue the love that the house is. As I grow older, I find Christianity very simple. Not too hard. Very simple. And it makes sense. I remember growing up, I didn't know what the heck they're talking about. Live in God's house? Well, how do I live in God's house? I've never seen God's house. I wonder what it's like. Whether it's got two doors or three doors, I don't know. You see, it's so easy to get off in a tangent. And it's like, if God's a big judge up there, he's going to keep track of everything. I was so scared as a kid. This loving God, I don't think so loving. This God's looking after me all the time. All the time. That's right, John. I'm your teacher. That's what it is. All the time. And then the teacher says, God loves you. Huh? He's ready to torture me if I got too many black marks. Do you understand why it took 80 years for me to catch on? I got a bad start. I got a bad start. How many of you got a bad start? Well, you're luckier than me. Well, maybe we learned a few things since I was in school. That's good. That's good. But remember, everything is love. I'll keep telling you this, because that's what it is. Stop and reflect. That love is here, holding you, holding me, holding the building, everything. That is why the scriptures say, God is love. How many times have I told you that? It doesn't say God loves us, not so much more. God is love. Let's ponder that. What's the is? Existence. Love. That's what it is. That's who and what God is. Do you know that right now, God is embracing, holding each one of us. And when God hugs us, God hugs hard. Not to squeeze us too bad. Isn't it true when we really love somebody and we love each other truly, we hug hard, don't we? Because we're trying to, in our bodies, say, I love you. And right now, each one of you and me, God is holding us, embracing us, squeezing us, because God wants us to be sure that we know we're loved. See, if I understand this and begin to see it, when I see you, I see God. I'm not quite there yet. When I get older, probably. But that's what God's doing right now. Just holding each one of you. As each one of us was the only person in the whole wide world Because God is infinite and God can love that way. Enjoy the hug. And let that love come in. That's the story. You see, Christianity makes sense. It really does. Thank God I got to be old. If not, I would have, thank God, John, you were mixed up the whole time. Then I said, I better give you a few more years, give you a chance to catch up. You're loved. Be quiet now. Let's close our eyes. This love is tied around us, loving us, curing us, helping us with our sins, with our trials, with the many things that go wrong, with our fears. No matter who we are, no matter where we are held by the love that holds us. I want you to take just a couple minutes by yourself and ponder that. Let that love in. And I would invite you to take a minute like this at home, alone with the family. And sometimes people have a little statue, a little holy card, or maybe just a little vase with a flower, and stop there for a minute or two every day. That can remind us to let that love in. And as we do this day by day, we will be changed. Our love will grow. Life won't be easy, but it'll mean something. And in the midst of other things, we'll be at peace. God bless you. All right, now.